to your answer to that question, like, you put the artist before the art or the art before the artist?
Dude, it's tough, man. It's tough when this happens, dude. It's like, at first, you're just really conflicted, right? You hear about something that happens like this, right? Like, what? Like, such and such artist did that? Mm-hmm. And it just gets to a point where you're like, I gotta delete some songs off my Serato now, dude.
Yeah.
It's like, bro.
Yeah, indeed.
It does, in my opinion, it cancels it out.
Here for now, we say take that.
I bet. That was his line.
Yeah. It all makes sense now.
It all makes sense now. You know what I mean? And I mean, it's even deeper. Like, even when you see him with Biggie, you know, and he's doing the hidden hand. You gotta look at that. That's when he does, like, that's that Masonic shit.
Well, it seemed like Biggie was also making some moves on his own. Like, that's what he got with Un, and they were going to. It's from what I hear, he was going to get paid to start his own thing.
Like, obviously, when you get into, like, hurting kids and stuff like that's a different thing.
There's
right?
there's some, like, bro, you like, know,
even exploitation, Yashu. Like, you know, exploitation. Mm-hmm. That's pretty evil, to try to master somebody, right, or trick somebody.
You demoralize them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's evil.
That's evil, right?
But you might not cause no bodily harm. You might have even made the money. But you still exploit someone in a way. So is that evil or no?
Exploitation.
Happens a lot in the music business.
Sweet dreams are made of this.
Yeah.
That's why they get artists when they're young. You know, it's founded on exploitation.
Yeah. 100%.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the way I see that, it's like, okay, that exploitation builds into the bigger picture of really evil things going on. But it's a gear, you know, in the system. So because of that, I would say, you know, something like that would be evil. And a lot of evil in the world going on, you know. That's why I enjoy when we bring it up, when we talk about some of the positive people, because there are positive people who done it. And when you K-Ski, when you brought up saying like, yo, all right, you have all this money, you can't deny that certain people are successful, because in reality you can see, show and prove these things. However, it's like, what have you built? At the end of the day, what have you built? Do we have, like, for the greater people, you know what I mean? Do we have banks? You know, do we have our own planes, boats? You know what I mean?
Schools.
And so, schools. And so, it's important to also shout out, you know, some of the people who are doing that, who were doing that, who make positive music in general, you know? That's why I always shout out to Nipsey, one of my favorite artists, Nipsey Hussle. Recently, Larry June, we did an Alchemist podcast the other day. A lot of Larry June.
Larry June's dope.
Yeah, with Larry, I like his positivity. You know what he's doing? I mean, at the end of the day, he's selling herbs and supplements and things. He has his own line, right? At the end of the day, he's making money, but at least he's not selling death. Yeah. You know, at least he's not selling something fatal.
And that's crazy, you know, and like Nipsey, right? I mean, nobody knows Nipsey, right? Like, you know, but I think that, you know, the road to the righteous path is not an easy one. And I think that those who become righteous, who come from the other side, they tend to have a lot more impact in people's lives, because they've really seen that other side, as opposed to like maybe somebody who was kind of maybe born into righteousness, you know what I mean? Or, you know, in almost in more so in like a religious standpoint, you know? Because there's a lot of people in religion who are doing the most evil shit, the most wickedest shit, right? But they hide behind that shit, right? So it's like, but like when I think of Nipsey, right? Yeah, Nipsey had so much power, right? And we all have power here, because power is what? A, the truth. Power is the ability to produce an effect, right? Power is authority, right? And control, right?
Strength to withstand.
You know what I'm saying? We all have power, right? His level of power, because he was a gang member, scared certain motherfuckers. Maybe. Or maybe he did do something to fucking Big U. Y'all know about Big U?
Yeah.
And maybe Big U was like, yo, cap
that's a Christmas on that nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, right? Who knows? Maybe London fucking, maybe she set him up. Maybe she sold a soul and that was her sacrifice. There's so many things, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right? It's mm-hmm. like, you know what I'm saying?
The Dr. Sabi documentary. Yeah. I don't think we got to finish that. I heard word that they're actually building a Nipsey Hussle documentary right now.
Oh, yeah?
I saw a video of Black Sam's brother talking about, you know, them setting it up. And they had took it to a lot of people. You know, who offered him to invest into the documentary.
Yeah.
And he said that they were all trying to, you know, water certain shit down or, you know, not tell
the
certain
people
parts,
who wanted to invest.
Yeah. So he said they were still looking for someone to collaborate with. But it's important, like, just like how we're talking about him right now. I think it's a lot more important to speak on the positive people than the negative people.
For sure.
Because the ones who know about the negative people, we know about them. Yeah. If you don't know about them, then you might be dumb, deaf, or blind. But also, taking it back to the repetition, right, of like what people hear. You know, what are people hearing on the radio when they listen to the Boom Bap Syndicate? You know, and that's where we like to spread positivity. So I want to ask,
maybe before we do that,
yeah,
let's go into some tunes and come back.
Okay, I like that idea.
Let's get some tunes in because we got some more positive rap music to share with y'all, and then let's come back to the Boom Bap Syndicate live, baby, downtown Eastside. We here 604. We living it up right now. Hard Body Dreams, King Wise, Ashes Fifth Born, Yachty Sampson, MC K-Ski, DJ Hector.
Peace to the God.
Peace to the God.
Hey, yo, there go that brother Grand Poobah. You heard that brother got nods.
Yo, True and Jenny, brother. Yo, let's have that brother come over and add on to the site.
Universe, manifesting thoughts with my infinite styles, making sure this travels 23 million miles. The other six, I set the crucifix because the heart of the problem is this.
We're gonna go.
Preacher got my older, putting money in the pan for the rest of the week. Now I'm eating out of soup can. He has a home, drives a caddy to town, has my old earth believing that he's coming from the ground. Jeez. Slain of those who fought for what was right, slayed of those who fell victim to the pipe, a drug control substance containing a vial. About a devil as he looks and he smiles. Good at the game of tricknology, but I have knowledge of myself. You're not fooling me. You see, the answer to me is black unity, unification to help all bad situation. I wrote this on a day of wisdom, power, all being born of myself. God. I won't diss the next brother to be paid. It's not my trade. It's just a plan that is designed by the colored man. Now our babies are born to think this is the way of us. That's the way the devil wants it, so it is no fun.
It's
just that sad old song. Destruction to stop our reproduction, then put our wisdom before us.
Murderer.
That makes it wisdom knowledge.
Murderer.
But we need knowledge, wisdom to bring forth the understanding.
Murderer.
Culture of freedom.
Murderer.
Power refinement.
Murderer.
Equality God built, destroy bonds, our cipher.
Murderer.
Can a devil fool a Muslim?
No, not nowadays, bro.
Do you mean to say the devil fooled 400 years ago?
Why? A trader made an interpretation saying that we receive more gold for our labor in his name.
Do we receive more gold?
God now cipher. It's time to drop the bomb and make the devil pay the piper.
True and deep God, true and deep God. True and deep God, true and deep God. True and deep God, true and deep God. True and deep God, true and deep.
Sunshine.
Wake up, wake up, wake up.
The solution, knowledge of self, to better myself, cause I know myself that we can live much better than this. Nothing's changed, it's just another sequel. The devil's still causing trouble amongst the righteous people. Drugs in our community.
That ain't right.
Can't
job.
That ain't right.
Poisoning our babies.
That ain't right.
Lying who is God.
That ain't right.
Well, here's some food for thought. Many fought for the sport, and the black man still comes up short. It's time to motivate, build and elevate. Blind, deaf, and dumb, we gotta change their mind state. So our dip, dip, diver, civilizer 85er, gotta let them know the devil's a conniver. This is the plan from the brother man from the motherland. Now it's time to take a stand. I keep striving to do my duty to awake them to the universal family. I say, assalamu alaikum. Yeah. Now I'm gonna do it like this. Enough respect to the brother John DJ. Enough respect. To my brand new being brothers. Blessing. Lord Jamal, God Allah. Derek X is on the flex. Alamo is good to go. Sincere, the God is in here. So move on, black man, move on. We gotta move on, black man, move on. Move on, black man, move on. We gotta move on, black man, move on. Now before I motivate, I'm gonna just say like this. Please, educate our
something, kid.
Yeah, right. Like, you know what I'm saying? Let me tell you something, man. Through the man's mind, God, he see his elevation, God. See, through his mind, he see his elevation, God, because, see, this way he began to know that where he come from. See, some people don't have no directions, God, because they don't know the signs of theyself. See, the signs of life is the signs of you, all the elements that it took to create you. Because everything in the universe, God, that's created the universe, God, exists within you. You see what I'm saying? And that's the mind that you can't see. Don't you know if a man can take and flip himself inside out, God, he'll fall out and die if he sees the shit that goes on inside.
So you mean to tell me I'm made of all this right here?
You the creator of all this.
Right.
Because all these things must happen. It must take place. See, people, we go back in the day, God, and say, yeah, well, one man, one woman, Adam and Eve, ain't no such thing. God, everything you see always has been and always will what be.
True. All right?
Regardless of whom or what, it's got to be.
Hit me, hit me, hit me, hit me. I don't want to hear nothing. Roll up. Got to pay. Yeah. Just like that, right? Blow his back out. Make his shoes work. Hey yo, this shit be off the knock it, rock it. Whatever cock block it, cat get blown. Who on this street corner? Foreigner, hesitate to rock a Hummer. Navy SEAL top, run a rhyme this summer. For real, marinating niggas skating, debating, waiting. Style flowingly relating. Fine line, switch it on ya, like Venetian blinds. The mission is mine. Fabulous King I Divine, titanium, hydro, collado. Yo, thunder, probably this conjunction. Sun one, slang doctor. Medicated kids pay it. Say it, these niggas in effect, done. Stay rap related. Cassette rhymer, 5G Kasana, line for liner, poet designer, sharp like liners, mic of the year award, fly gear war. Them niggas over there be analyzing with one sword. Get bent, pay the rent, plus still we invent enough shit to get your whole team crazily sent. Now all I need is a half gallon of weed, but see, the bus is Mike Dick and make three seeds and max out like two acts inside the parking lot. Sun bark a lot and get a seam hit in the dark a lot. What now? Blow, clicking like a Calico, go Maximilian, one love, keep it real. Yo,
hit me for these Tommy Hill ice rockin' niggas. Peace, this summer's mines. I blow the biggest back up off me while I grab my dick and hold a honey park. The blue 600 Wally King just right behind me. Tackle clubs, never rock lugs, I'm way above. These mics is like the Golden Gloves versus spark plug. It's like the pennant. Seminars the playoff, start the day off like Cochran got OJ off. The specialist who eyeball the mistress necklace. Perpetuous is curly heads, kids treacherous. Let go the echo so we can dip, dip, dive the gleco. Throwing can't eat that
plus this instrumental. Aw, oh, sis, a starkologist, starksologist, rockfish, chalibut. Pull out the bullhorn, let's celebrate like Kunta was born. We elbowed the way inside loud and got on. I played the building, burned a branch and get filled in like pilgrims. G and Petrus forms from out of millions. Who wanna rhyme? Who wanna challenge the swordmans that rock that fisherman hat like Gordon?
I hold down a place, no shots to the face. Elite special force, no religious style faith. The melting pot boil, gunshot, drama soil. Gamble when I scramble, handle hot pots of oil. Manhandle pain, killing, erect my hitting. Streets may be potent, put your 9-6 bitten. Vampire curse disperse on each verse. Swimming black water, axe slaughter through my earth. You're hit by my element, Great Wall of China. Mountain peak holds the globe like vagina. Measure off my mic stand, molecular strand. Finger roller rhythm, ride the horse one hand. Golden eye, spy bro spy, guilty of suspicion. Chest boxer, mic in dead body position. 40-ounce cigar, three-verse invention. Divine universal black man representing similar the pure. Rhyme blowing out the pore. Battery in the back, keep me charged for the roar. I'm bread type, thorough, pistol, lyro, gun hero. Renaissance rebel, chatterbox in your barrel. Fully woven Beethoven, hit you on a humble. Hard enough to hurt you, chastise my rap size. Locked down, for this curfew.
Rhymes I release like a cannon, cause I've been planning to be ramming what I wrote straight on a plate down your throat. So digest as I suggest, we take a good look at who's who while I'm reading from my good book. And let's dig into every nook and every cranny. Set your mind free as I slam these thoughts, and just like a Jenny goes bow, you're gonna see what I'm saying now. You can't be sleeping, cause things are getting crazy. You better stop being lazy. There's many people fronting and many brothers dropping, all because of dumb things. Let me tell you something, I've been through so much that I'm such a maniac, but I still act out of faith that we can get the shit together, so I break on fools with no rhyme skills messing up the flow, and people with no sense who be moving much too slow. And so, you will know the meaning of the gangsta. I grew with the mic and premiere raised the anchor swiftly as we embark on a journey. I had to get an attorney. I needed someone to defend my position. Decisions I made, cause now it's time to get paid. And ladies, these rhymes are like the keys to a dope car. Maybe a Lexus or a Jaguar. Still, all of that is just material. So won't you dig the scenario? And just imagine if each one is teaching one. We'll come together so that we become a strong force. Then we can stay on course. Find your direction through introspection. And for my people out there, I got a question. Can we be the sole controllers of our fate? Now who's gonna take the weight? The weight of the world is heavy on my mind. So as my feelings unwind, I find that some try to be down just cause it's trendy. Others fall victim to envy. But I'll take the road less traveled, so I can see all my hopes and my dreams unravel. Relieving your stress, expressing my interest in the situation that you're facing. That's why I'm down with the nation. Spirituality supports reality. We gotta fight with the right mentality, so we can gain what is rightfully ours. This is the meaning of the chain and the star. Land is power, so give me 40 acres. Let's see how far I can take you. Original, invincible. That's how I'm looking at it. I use my rhymes like a Glock automatic. Any means necessary, I'm going all out before the rains bring the nuclear fallout. So let me ask you, is it too late? Hey yo, who's gonna take the weight?
You can't handle the whole weight. You can't handle the whole weight.
Handle the whole weight.
Boop, 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 boop.
Yeah.
Peace to everybody tuning in. Peace to everybody tuned in.
The Boom Bap Syndicate. Yes, Hard sir. Body Dreams. King Wise.
90.1 CJSF FM. You're here tuned in right now. Oof. We got the great MCs. Ashes Fifth Born.
The Four Horsemen.
Yardi Samson.
Bop, bop, yeah. Bop, bop,
bop. MC K-Ski. And the very honorable DJ Hector.
Yeah, yeah.
He said you're honorable. Yo, man, how you feel about that?
That's much appreciated. I appreciate the kind words, my guy.
Yeah.
So what's going on in the future of music for DJ Hector?
Oh shoot, man, I'm just trying to dig in the crates, dude, and find some cool sounds and put these tracks together. You know, try to find like dope rappers and singers to work with. That's it. Yeah.
No doubt, no doubt. And so, what do you ever get, like, you know how MCs get writer's block? Do you get mixing, what do they call it? Producer's block?
Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Like, you're digging in the crates, you're listening to these records, like, oh, man. Like, that record sounded like such and such. I can't use that sample. You're just going through records, you know? Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's tough sometimes, yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
I actually got a question for you too. So you say you mix your own beats?
I mean, I actually all of the mixing is done inside the machine.
Yeah, I remember you saying that. Yeah. Yeah,
I just record right into Audacity and
right.
Yeah, all of mixing is done inside the
right.
machine.
Right. So you
yeah.
but you do in short you do mix all your beats.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Okay. So when did that come after you learned to actually make the beats?
Oh man, like just man, just putting in the work, like when I first started my mixes were terrible. Oh gosh. Like I was really, really on like this this lo-fi thing back then.
Ah.
And not the like the new kind of like the chilled out, like studying kind of lo-fi.
Yeah.
But like just taking all of the treble off of the track and it just like going like way, way far into like low end theory, right?
Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm.
But my mixes low-end have gotten theory. A lot better since then. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you wanna give any aspiring young producers any sauce with that? Because nowadays, you know, a lot of the drums I say in the hip hop that's popular is not as like bass heavy and low end heavy. What's your take on that, and why do you think that is nowadays?
Man, this is something I feel really, really strongly about. Is that you should never, ever take another producer's drums.
Okay.
Like, I've seen interviews where, like, let's say DJ Premier, he's like, I left that snare open. I left that snare open. If you take my snare, I'm gonna know about it.
Oh.
And it's like, producers, like, we care about the sound and the rhythm of these drums, right?
Mm.
And I can immediately hear if someone stole like a Dilla snare or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And actually, like, I would really recommend this book called it's called Making Beats: The Art of Sample Based Hip Hop.
Okay.
And it's a great book. I read it in university.
Okay.
And you learn the ethics and the culture of, like, you know, the unwritten rules of making beats. Yeah, yeah,
oh.
Yeah, yeah. And
I've heard that before.
It's there's a bunch of dope producers from like the Pacific Northwest. Yeah, yeah. I think they interview like Jake One and Vitamin D, and yeah, it's a great read. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, wow. Yeah, that's dope, man. Yeah. Always dope to get the side of the producers.
Damn, yeah, man. Yeah. Goddamn fucking drums, man.
The drums, man.
Man, we talked about this
before. Go ahead, Yardi.
Can you just say the name of that book one more time?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's Making Beats: The Art of Sample-Based Hip-Hop. And I think the author is Joseph Schloss. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And okay. It's a hell of a thing, dude. Like, it's like...
Does he make beats?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, he had to delve into production to write this book. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And
just making sure he's
qualified. He got a book on b-boying called like Foundation, and he actually learned how to dance to write the book. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
But as I was saying, dude, these drums, like, it's like like any listener is not gonna care. Like, oh, that sounds like great drums to me. But it's like all the producers are like, oh man, he stole that snare, he stole that kick. Oh. You know, you could hear it. Yeah, yeah.
It's similar to MCing, right?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
And you can really tell with certain producers too, right? Like, you know, like when you hear a Dre beat, you know it's Dre. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you listen to 50. It's like, oh yeah, Dre was on that one. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And Premier, you know,
mm-hmm.
Premier has those drums and those snares.
Yeah. So I like Alchemist too. It always tells him. Alchemist, you could tell, especially his newer stuff.
Yeah,
his newer stuff. I know his older stuff. He was collaborating a lot with people because he was in his younger years, getting mentored a lot, right? but yeah, that sound, that watermark, you know, the sonic watermark. So in terms of, I just want to go and spin the mic here. I'm gonna start with Yardi though. I'm gonna start with Yardi because he's the listening one. He's always
he's
like me.
One.
He don't talk much. He's doing
the one. Bro.
I always be wanting these people to talk the most. Right, so I want just start with Yardi and then you know we could go whichever way. But so, what does you know drum? What do drums and especially low end mean to you? And how has it affected you know your decisions through your journey of making music? You know, is that something you focus on? Is this something you think is the essence of hip hop and the beat? You know, so what's your take on that, God?
Hell yeah, that's a beautiful question. It's everything, man. It's the essence. It's the heartbeat. It's the thumping of when you walk. It's everything. You know, it's the foundation of man. Like, you know, the first thing is the percussion, you know, like we got that heartbeat going and then the next thing you want to do is start chanting on it in whatever way you formulate it, whatever part of the world you're in, however you express it, you know? So, you know, in school, it's the lunch counter, it's the desk, it's the, you know, someone's banging on the desk and you're rapping or stomping the feet. And then we evolved the human beatbox. And, you know, just because like we needed that percussion, that boom bap, and then it just something about it just inspires you to just say something fly or find a good cadence that you could just bounce to, you know. And you know, hip hop is music that we salvaged from a lot of musics and whatnot, you know. But to me, when we found the actual breaks that had the boom and the bap, that's the sweetest part. Like, there's a lot of things you could rap over a nice funk bass line. You could rap over an acoustic guitar. You could rap over like you know the deep South Miami bass or whatnot. But something about that boom bat, I think it leaves a lot of space for the artist to get busy now.
Indeed.
You know,
indeed.
And you're not competing with the music. You're not trying to fight down the music. Sometimes if there's too much music, then you get lost. But I think the boom bat just gives a nice runway where you could just. It's like in basketball, like with you know, it just clears the lane. Like when the lane opens up, and it's just like, man, I'm just going to the rack now because it's open. You know,
that reference. Yeah.
So that's what I think with the drums and how it inspires and it just elevates. I mean, with music, when you hear the drums, like they can make you fight, they can make you make love, they can make you work out. Like, drums is everything, man. So. Yeah. I hear, you know, DJ Hector's talking about the sacredness of drums, and you don't want to just take a man's drums or not like that, you know?
It's a man's woman.
It's a sacred thing. So I love that. I love to hear, like, just the reverence for the drums, you know? It's beautiful,
straight up,
man.
Straight up. No doubt.
This is the last question.
Yeah, this is the last question. I want to leave time to play, you know, for the people to hear the meat and potatoes of this, the Bars Without Borders episode. But, you know, we got enough time. I want to hear y'all answers, too.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, no rush, but I would say just keep it as simple, you know, as simple as can do.